2018年度、渋谷教育学園幕張高等学校入学試験英語のリスニングテストを始めます。1、これからある英文が放送されます。続いて、この英文に関する質問が流れます。これらの質問に対する答えとして、最も適切なものを、選択肢 A から D の中から一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文と質問は二度読まれます。
John Smith wanted to be a pilot when he was a child. After he worked hard and saved a lot of money, he decided to buy his own plane. Then he took flying lessons. Unfortunately, he wasn't a good student. But at last, he passed his pilot's test and had a license to fly the plane without an instructor. For a while, he was happy taking the plane on his own.But he soon felt lonely in the plane, so he decided to ask friends to come with him. But his friends didn't want to fly with him. They had all seen how he drove his car. He was not the safest driver on the road. He had no one else to ask, so he finally invited his dentist to join him on a short flight.The dentist accepted his invitation because he did not know John well and had never been in a plane before. John wanted to show his dentist what a good pilot he was. After the plane took off, John put the plane into a steep dive. He turned it on its back. He rolled it over and over. He did all kinds of things with the plane.Throughout the flight, the dentist just kept saying to himself, "What am I doing here? I must be crazy." In the end, John landed the plane safely, though very roughly. The dentist got out and looked at him. "Thanks for both flights," he said to John. "Both flights?" John said, surprised. "But you've only had one flight." "Oh, no."His dentist said, "I've had two, my first and my last."
Number one. What kind of pilot is John? Number two. How did the dentist probably feel during the flight? Number three.Why did John do many tricks while flying? Number four. What will probably happen next?
John Smith wanted to be a pilot when he was a child. After he worked hard and saved a lot of money,He decided to buy his own plane. Then he took flying lessons. Unfortunately, he wasn't a good student. But at last he passed his pilot's test and had a license to fly the plane without an instructor. For a while, he was happy taking the plane on his own. But he soon felt lonely in the plane, so he decided to ask friends to come with him.But his friends didn't want to fly with him. They had all seen how he drove his car. He was not the safest driver on the road. He had no one else to ask, so he finally invited his dentist to join him on a short flight. The dentist accepted his invitation because he did not know John well and had never been in a plane before.John wanted to show his dentist what a good pilot he was. After the plane took off, John put the plane into a steep dive. He turned it on its back. He rolled it over and over. He did all kinds of things with the plane. Throughout the flight, the dentist just kept saying to himself, "What am I doing here? I must be crazy." In the end, John landed the plane safely, though very roughly. The dentist got out and looked at him. "Thanks for both flights," he said to John.
"Both flights?" John said, surprised.
"But you've only had one flight."
"Oh, no," his dentist said. "I've had two, my first and my last."
Number one. What kind of pilot is John? Number two. How did the dentist probably feel during the flight? Number three. Why did John do many tricks while flying? Number four. What will probably happen next?
Ni. これからあるストーリーが放送されます。その後に内容に関する短い英文が4つ読まれます。ストーリーの内容と合っているものには T、異なっているものには F を書き入れなさい。ストーリーと内容に関する英文は2度読まれます。
After university, Kyle Berner tried many different jobs. He tried producing music, selling computers, and even selling hot dogs from a cart on the street. His dream was to travel overseas. One day, he bought a ticket to Thailand. Kyle traveled to a small village. Kyle worked as an English teacher and studied the local culture. After a year, he went back to the United States and got a job at university, but he couldn't forget about the village he visited. He returned to Thailand 1 year later, and during this trip, he bought a pair of flip-flops made from natural rubber by a local family. He loved the shoes, and then he got an idea. He wanted to sell these shoes in the United States, so he started his own company. The goal of his company is not only to make money, but also to do good things for others. It gives 1% of its profits to groups that help people, 1% to help grow new rubber trees, and 1% to groups that help the earth. Kyle's company has become successful, and he is now selling his flip-flops around the world.
Number one. Kyle Berner had traveled overseas before he finished university. Number two. Kyle's stay in Thailand had a great influence on his future career. Number three. Kyle cares about helping the earth and other people. Number four. Kyle wanted people in Thailand to get flip-flops more easily than before.
繰り返します。
After university, Kyle Berner tried many different jobs. He tried producing music, selling computers, and even selling hot dogs from a cart on the street. His dream was to travel overseas. One day he bought a ticket to Thailand. Kyle traveled to a small village. Kyle worked as an English teacher and studied the local culture. After a year, he went back to the United States and got a job at university, but he couldn't forget about the village he visited. He returned to Thailand 1 year later, and during this trip, he bought a pair of flip-flops made from natural rubber by a local family. He loved the shoes, and then he got an idea. He wanted to sell these shoes in the United States, so he started his own company. The goal of his company is not only to make money, but also to do good things for others. It gives 1% of its profits to groups that help people, 1% to help grow new rubber trees, and 1% to groups that help the earth. Kyle's company has become successful, and he is now selling his flip-flops around the world.
Number 1. Kyle Berner had traveled overseas before he finished university. Number 2. Kyle's stay in Thailand had a great influence on his future career. Number 3. Kyle cares about helping the earth and other people. Number 4. Kyle wanted people in Thailand to get flip-flops more easily than before.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。